Michael Bruin is the executive director of the Sierra Club. Thanks so much for joining me. Hello.
Steve, thanks for having me on.
President pledged to start regulating CO2 coming from power plants. This has been a fight that goes back to the Clinton administration, really. What did you think of that?
This is what we've been waiting for a long time. You know, coal-fired power plants, even gas plants, are huge sources of carbon pollution. And as the president mentioned yesterday, they are completely unregulated. There's no control on the amount of carbon pollution that comes from these plants. So this will happen slowly. It'll take a year before EPA actually even proposes these new standards. But it's just about one of the most important things that we can do to keep climate change in check.
Now, the president said allowing, and I'm quoting him here, President Obama said, quote, allowing Keystone, the Keystone pipeline, to be built requires a finding that doing so would be in our nation's interest. And our national interest will be served only if this project does not significantly exacerbate the problem of carbon pollution. How do you read that? How do you respond to that?
Well, this was another one of the bombshells of the president's speech, in that he basically said he's not going to approve the pipeline because the pipeline won't be in the country's interests if it makes climate change much worse. And the reason why the Sierra Club and hundreds of thousands of people across the country have mobilized to stop this pipeline is because it will do just that. It's a pipeline taking oil from the dirtiest source of oil on the planet. And right at a time when we're using less and less oil as a country, it would take our country in the wrong direction. And what the president said in his speech is that we need to move quickly to invest in clean, zero-carbon energy technologies, solar, wind, advanced batteries, green transportation, using conservation and efficiency more effectively. So we're more confident than ever that this is a pipeline that will actually never be built.
How much of a pledge to stop Keystone was his remarks? You've been down in front of the White House demonstrating. I believe you even got arrested in protest of Keystone. Is this enough for you?
No. We will not rest in this effort until the pipeline is firmly rejected. We cannot rest until the president actually says this pipeline will not be built under his watch.
By the way, the president also said he won't lend any federal money for overseas coal power plant development. What does that mean?
That's right. That's huge. There are probably millions of people around the world right now who are resisting coal plants in their backyards. These are folks who are working in South Africa, families, scientists, teachers who are organizing in India, Indonesia, China, Brazil, all around the world. And so what the president said is that we need to create a clean energy economy, not just here in the United States, but elsewhere. And he doesn't want to see U.S. taxpayer dollars financing dirty coal when we're beginning to move beyond coal here in the country. So his announcement that he will seek to work with other countries to end the public financing for dirty coal represents a big win for the movement of activists around the world who are searching for clean energy.
So Obama says the U.S. needs to lead the world in tackling climate change. So how do you rate his leadership on this issue?
I thought his speech yesterday was very encouraging. Some of the steps that the president has taken in his first term have been historic, setting a mercury rule that is allowing for coal plants to be retired and replaced with clean energy, doubling the fuel efficiency of our cars and trucks. There's a lot that the president still needs to do, and there's a lot that wasn't mentioned in his speech that still needs to be pursued, namely the amount of which to which the United States is relying on natural gas, which we think is not a bridge fuel but more a gangplank to a destabilized climate. But overall, the president's speech yesterday was very strong. The commitments that he made were equally strong, and we've got a lot of work to do to make sure that we achieve the goals that he set out.
Let's talk about natural gas. A big part of the climate strategy that the president laid out involved increasing our commitment to natural gas as a transitional energy source. And we all know that natural gas means more fracking. How sound is that plan?
Well, we think that that was the one misstep in the president's plan, the most significant one. We need to be able to move beyond fossil fuels, and we have to acknowledge that that doesn't happen overnight. But what we should understand is that as we move off of coal or as we decrease our reliance on dirty oil, we can't over-rely on natural gas. What we need to do is we need to be leapfrogging over dirty fuels and going all in on clean energy.
By 2020, the president says he wants 20% of the energy used by the federal government to come from renewable sources, zero carbon sources. How realistic is that goal, do you think?
Oh, it's very realistic. I think it's actually very conservative. If Iowa right now is almost at 25% of its power coming only from wind, and if South Dakota will soon be at 30%, you've got the biggest utility in Colorado already at 30% solar plus wind. And when you have Warren Buffett's utility in Iowa that will soon be at 40% wind alone, clearly by the end of this decade, having the federal government hit 20% is, I think, achievable and actually a pretty modest goal considering how affordable solar and wind are today. So I think that the president's legacy on climate change is incomplete right now, but 3.5 years from now, he could go down as this could be a turning point in our fight to create a clean energy economy.
Michael Bruin is the executive director of the Sierra Club. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me on.